Psalm 27, verses 1 through 6. That's our passage today, a psalm written by David as we continue our journey through the Psalms. David says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked advance against me to devour me, it is my enemies and my foes who will stumble and fall. Though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. Though war break out against me, even then will I be confident. One thing I ask from the Lord, this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. For in the day of trouble, he will keep me safe in his dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of his sacred tent and set me on a high rock. Then my head will be exalted above the enemies who surround me. At his sacred tent, I will sacrifice with shouts of joy. I will sing and make music to the Lord." My most dangerous times are unfocused times. Pursuits and activities and responsibilities, all good in and of themselves, pull me in many different directions and cause me to lose focus. C.H. Spurgeon said it well, "Divided aims tend to distraction, weakness, and disappointment." I have experienced that to be true. However, King David, a man with much on his plate, focused his sights on one thing. This singular endeavor was his heart's desire and active quest. David wanted a heart ignited with a burning passion to follow hard after God. He was not content to just read about God or think about God or talk about God. David desired to experience God's presence every day of his life. An ignited heart is not cloistered in some commune. The fire burns in the normal activities of life. This focused fire blazes with a passionate desire to follow God in the twists and turns, up the mountains and down the valleys of life's journey. Whether we are running at full speed or standing still to catch our breath, whether we're carefully positioning our feet to climb or maneuvering the steep descent, we have this one thing desire. Oh God, let fire burn. Father, that's our prayer and that's our desire. By your Spirit, let your fire burn in our hearts. We pray in Christ's name. Amen.